Greetings, it is I, the great one himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I'm going to try to get this started because we got a lot of shit to cover. It's Memorial Day. I got other shit to do. Randy's got other shit to do. I want to get through this cast. It's going to be a long one. We're wrapping up the book discussion about the book about football. This is part four, if I remember correctly. I have in my hand a almost empty bottle of Jack Daniels, not because I'm drunk, but because it's just almost empty because I've been drinking the fuck out of it. So I'm going to take an occasional swig. I'm going to kill this bottle off. In fact, I'm going to throw the cap away because I'm not going to need it. Hi there. What's up, y'all? I am so fucking sick of statist complaining about the government. I was out with some people yesterday, and I also looked on the Facebook today, and I saw people like this one friend of mine who is a fucking just left-wing fucking statist out the ass, and he was posting something on there complaining about the government doing, oh, something about government raids where, and I don't know if this is true or not. I don't give a fuck. You know, this is the thing. I know, Randy, this has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be fucking talking about. Have you ever heard this podcast before? You know good and goddamn well, I don't talk about what I'm supposed to talk about. Everybody listens, they're like, you motherfucker, he's not talking about what he's supposed to talk about. People are like, why the fuck do I even listen to this shit? The guy just fucking stands around ranting with a bottle of Jack Daniels, and there's Jack Daniels in his fucking hand. He can't even fucking talk. Why am I listening to this podcast? Right? That's what people are saying right now. Most people just tuned out. They're like, the fuck is this foul-mouthed, goddamn cocksucking motherfucker with Jack Daniels in his hand screaming out motherfucking motherfucker all the time? This is not a podcast. This is just an idiot. Anyhow, this moron posted this something on Facebook, and I read the little blurb. Right, I didn't follow the link, but it's something about how librarians are being pulled out of their beds at night by armed government agents because of the books that people are checking out from the library or something like that. And I don't know what, I don't give a, it doesn't fucking matter. The point is, you people want a fucking government to control your lives, okay? That's what you wanted. You want the government to tell you what to do, all right? The government is telling you what to do. Will you please shut the fuck up and obey? If you vote, if you support the state, if you think there should be a government, if you're not an anarcho-capitalist, you want a slave master. So when the slave master fucking beats you or abuses you or takes your shit or puts you in a cage or kills you or tells you what you can and cannot do, shut the fuck up and obey. All right, I am so fucking sick. And I was out with some friends yesterday, and things turned around to how the government needs to be changed. I'm like, no, the government fucking owns you. Will you please shut the fuck up? Right? If you believe the government should exist, then by definition, you believe the government should govern your activities. So shut the fuck up and obey your goddamn masters. I'm fucking sick of statist whining about government abuse. You voted for this shit. Shut the fuck up. Whoa, Jack Daniels, yes. Now, see, most podcasters would not drink Jack Daniels at 10 o'clock in the morning. But then again, I am not most podcasters. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. 10 fucking years of podcasting. 10 years, bitches. Back in November of last year, 2014. 10 fucking years of podcasting. That is why I can podcast at 10 fucking o'clock in the morning with a bottle of Jack Daniels in my motherfucking hand. Suck a dick. All right, let's get started. Oh, man. Whew. It's like Jack Daniels is a little bit stronger straight out of the bottle. Maybe it's just some kind of psychological effect. I don't know. All right. If you're jumping in, if you have not heard the previous three episodes where I'm talking about the book Against Football, go back and listen to them. Here we go. We are picking up. We are going to get through this. Even if we have to go over, we are wrapping this up. Just so you know, this could potentially be a longer than normal podcast. We're on page 110, right? No, we're on page 99. We're going to do a lot of reading here. I've got like 4 or 5 pages to read, so bear with me. If, at its worst, the cult of football preys on male insecurity, prizes physical dominance, and denigrates is the fucking word, not degenerates, and denigrates women. Okay, look, I didn't make it long, did I? If football denigrates women so fucking much, why do so many women watch it? Again, I am so fucking tired of these women on the internet fucking talking about how much they love the Broncos and posting all these pictures of themselves in their Broncos gear. I've said this before, I've said this again. It's not attractive. It's like a man fucking posting pictures of himself in a ballet outfit and talking about how much he loves ballet. I mean, I like ballet. I go to the ballet. I enjoy the ballet. I don't fucking talk about the ballet. Like, in common conversation, ballet never comes up in my life. I have never brought up the topic of ballet in a conversation. I don't wear tutus, right? But I enjoy watching the ballet. I appreciate it for what it is. On both levels, yes, I want to have sex with ballet dancers. There's that level. But also, because I work in theater, I see what goes on. I also can appreciate the amount of hard work and the dedication that goes into that, because you do not, I mean, anybody can take ballet classes, but you do not become a professional level dancer where you actually get paid enough money to survive, right? Where you become known and where you tour and all this stuff. Those dancers work really fucking hard to do that. So I appreciate and I respect that, and I get that. But these women who are like, I love the Broncos, and look, here's my Broncos shirt, and I got my Broncos hat, and I'm wearing my Broncos pants, and I have Broncos socks on, and Broncos shoes, and oh my God, John Elway makes me cream. That shit is not attractive, girls. It's not attractive. There's something fucking wrong with you, and we're just going to let that go, because I don't have time to explain what's wrong with women, but God damn it, would you please wax your fucking mustaches? I'm sick of seeing women who are really attractive, and then you get close and you see that they have a thicker mustache than I do. It's just like, what the fuck? Do you not, with all the selfies that you've taken, do you not see the fact that you have hair on your upper lip? I mean, do you really think that's attractive? Do you think men are going, wow, she has a really nice mustache, I want to fuck her? Denigrates women, it follows that these tendencies would affect not just how players interact with each other, but with women. Because you see, everything in our society has to come back to, how does it affect women? Does this make women uncomfortable? Are women bothered by this? Is there any way women could use this to get more resources from men? We got these guys out here on the football field running into each other and giving each other concussions, and that's something to be considered about. But what's really important here is, how does this affect women? Because you see, when it all comes down to it, the football players themselves, first of all, they're men, so they don't matter. Second of all, they're athletes, so they don't matter. And third of all, a large number of them are black, so they don't matter. See, the men, fuck them, they don't matter. What really matters is, how does football affect women? Oh, now this is fucking important. That's why I'm going to read these next 5 pages, because this is really important, right? Fuck the athletes, fuck the corruption, fuck all the money, fuck the court. You know, none of that shit, you know, NFL being a non-profit, none of that shit matters. No, no, what's really important here is how are upper to middle class white women from North America affected by this? And does it make their precious little princess selves uncomfortable? Oh my God! Randy, I think we've given up any hope of me being calm and collective for this episode. By the way, in the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She is the sound engineer and cat herder, and etc. And if you want to send us email, the email address is God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSSC.com on the interwebs and on the Twitterverse at CYNLIBSSC. Jack Daniels, you and I, This bottle is almost empty. Not really a big fan of Jack Daniel's. I had some scotch. It was just some off-brand, whatever, blended scotch, but it was pretty good. I may have to get back into drinking scotch. Although still, nothing beats a nice gin martini. What? Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. See, this is why Randy's here, because she's reminding me this has not a fucking thing to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about. All right. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm on it. Don't hurt me. And I would be remiss, therefore, in failing to mention the pattern of sexual violence against women perpetrated by football players. Here's the thing, though. To this point, I've avoided citing criminal complaints. It feels unfair to me to smear the many for the actions of the few. Really, does it now? Yes, because you statists never attempt to take the actions of the few and smear everybody with them. Why, no, that's never happened. You know, every time a man rapes a woman, left-wing statists never come out and say, "See, all men are rapists. We have to teach men not to rape." Because, you know, those men had 18 years of parenting by a woman and 12 years of public school, and in that time frame, nobody ever mentioned to them, "Hey, dude, just don't rape women." No, we have to fucking teach men not to rape, because the public education system and their mothers fucking failed. Completely fucking failed to teach anybody anything ever, in fact. All right. Also, the rate of allegation against players appears exaggerated because of their celebrity. No, the rate, if it is actually a documented rate, is the rate. Now, if you mean it gets more media attention because of their celebrity, yes, and the media is primarily controlled by left-wing statists. Just pointing that out, because the author of this book is a left-wing statist. The reason I'm making an exception when it comes to sexual misconduct against women, now again, notice, he's making an exception for this one thing, sexual misconduct against women. See, the other things football players have done that are illegal, immoral, unethical, that have resulted in criminal complaints, we're going to ignore those. But when the criminal complaints involve women, oh, now we have to bring that up because, of course, well, women are princesses and they cannot be allowed to experience any discomfort. And also, I'm a feminist, and so I'm thinking that in my football book, if I kiss the ass of women, maybe somebody will have sex with me. Even though this guy claims to be married and have children, I still, for all the reasons I've cited before, I still think he's a homosexual because of his weird penis obsession that goes throughout the entire book. All right, anyway. The reason I'm making an exception when it comes to sexual misconduct against women is because of a disturbing pattern that goes far beyond the behavior of individual players, the gross negligence of law enforcement and the public. Oh, you mean the law enforcement controlled by the government? The government you voted for? You mean the public? Well, wait, how can the public know what's going on or not going on unless they're informed? And who's supposed to inform them? Well, the government's supposed to inform them and the media. Oh, but aren't the media, isn't the media left-wing statist? Oh, and the government, isn't the government elected? And law enforcement, isn't the law enforcement there by the government to serve and protect? So again, oh, I'm here, he is, he's why there's this negligence of law enforcement. Okay. Where the fuck did law enforcement come from? From the state. From the fucking government that you fucking voted for. You voted for this. Again, with your, this is going to be my shtick the entire fucking day. You voted for this. Will you please shut the fuck up and accept it? When your master fucking tells you to do something, fucking shut up and do it. Okay? If the police decide not to investigate a rape charge against a fucking football player, shut the fuck up. You voted for that. That's what you want. The most flagrant recent example involves Jameis Winston. Hold on, I need more Jack Daniels because that'll help improve my reading skills. Oh yeah, it's going to be a long day, Randy. Just buckle down. It's going to be a long fucking day. most flagrant recent example involves Jameis Winston, a celebrated quarterback for Florida State University, whom I've never heard of, just for the record. In December of 2012, a 19-year-old undergraduate told Tallahassee police, the police force run by the government, which was elected by the people, okay, that's what they wanted, she had been raped after a night of drinking at a popular bar. Now, of course, her behavior had nothing to do with it. The fact that she was drunk cannot be accounted for because women, remember, women are supposed to be allowed to do anything they want, and any consequences is never their fault. This is, again, this is why you don't hire women if you own a business, because women are not responsible for anything that they do. Why would you hire an employee who is never responsible for the outcomes of her actions? The young woman claimed her alleged assailant, whom she did not know, transported her to the bedroom with his Star Trek transporter. Scotty, beam us to my bedroom. He transported her to the bedroom of his off-campus apartment, ignored her pleas to stop, held her down, and later carried her to a bathroom where he locked the door and continued the assault. In the bathroom? Really? Weird. Not saying he didn't have it, I'm saying if you're gonna, why would you rape a woman in the bathroom? I mean, if it's a rape, why would you rape a woman in the bathroom? It's supposed to be a big, like, my bathroom's too small for that shit. That you'd be like busting your fucking arm on the counter and like slamming your toe into the toilet? What the fuck? Maybe he's got a big bathroom. I don't know. There was physical evidence. Bruises indicative of recent trauma, blood on her shorts, and semen on her underwear. A friend of the alleged rapist told police that he taped a portion of the encounter on his phone. But he didn't, of course. So, all right. I don't know what he was taping. You mean recorded? That he recorded a portion of the encounter on his phone. Okay, but I noticed he didn't do anything to help her out. Why was he recording this on his phone? Was he recording it on his phone because he thought that something fishy was going on? So if he did, why didn't he fucking help this woman out and prevent her from getting raped? Or was he recording this on his phone because he's some kind of weird stalker? I don't know. I'm just throwing out my thoughts here. You know, this is the shit that goes through my mind. This is why I'm smarter than you. Because, you see, I think about things. Instead of just blindly believing whatever the fuck I see. Police never saw this tape because they barely investigated. Okay, but those police are there. They were hired. They are controlled by your elected officials. You wanted that. You got that. Neither did school officials, though federal law requires them to look into any charge of sexual assault against a student. Okay, first of all, laws don't force people to do things. And second of all, well, you people keep sending your students to the school, you keep giving them money, you keep voting for federal funding for the schools. Again, this is what you wanted, this is what you're getting. All of this shit can stop as soon as you fucking morons out there who are statist stop wanting to have masters. Now, of course, we know you can't stop wanting to have masters because I did a 4-part series about why statism, where I explained that statism is based on fear. And all of you out there are afraid. You're terrified. Oh my God, who's going to build the roads? If there's no roads, how will I get the iPhone 7? Oh my God, we have to have the government, otherwise I won't be able to get a cell phone. And because you're incredibly fucking selfish. And this is why this happens. All of this happens because you are selfish. Because you're just fucking terrified that you're not going to get a fucking iPhone. Again, in an anarcho-capitalist society, somebody would just gone over to this guy's house. This girl would have gone home to her father. She'd have said, well, she would have a father. She wouldn't be, she probably is. She's like, we don't know anything about her. How much you want to bet she is the daughter of a single mother? In an anarcho-capitalist society where you wouldn't be able to afford to have children unless you had a husband, she would have gone home to her father. She'd have said, Dad, this guy raped me. Then Dad would have taken a rifle. He would have gone over there and he'd shot the guy. It'd be done. It'd be over. No fucking problem. But no, We don't live in anarcho-capitalist society because everybody's scared. There'd be no roads! I couldn't get a cell phone! So this is what you get. This is what you fucking get, okay? If you want to be a slave, then you are a slave. Shut the fuck up. What? Okay, yes. I'm going to go back to reading. Thank you, Randy. It's going to be a long, long podcast. Neither did school. Blah, blah, blah. It was the alleged victim who, a month later, called police to identify Winston as the man who raped her after she saw him on campus. Her family, fearful she would be antagonized for accusing a football player, asked a lawyer friend to contact the assigned detective, Scott something Angiulio. I'm fucking that name up unintentionally. I just can't fucking say words that aren't easy. If the word's not easy, don't expect me to be able to fucking pronounce it. If the word is not fuck, do not expect me to be able to pronounce it correctly. End of discussion. Whoops. Hey, Randy, can you give me my monitor back? Thank you. Her family... Oh, I read that already, you idiot. Angulo is how I think it said. That's what I'm going to go with. A-N-G-U-L-O. So if I'm fucking up your name, sorry, man. According to the family, Angulo, who had done private security work for an FSU booster group, refused to order Winston to submit to DNA testing because it would generate publicity. Aww. Now, you know, let me interrupt here because I know I'm an asshole and sarcastic and bitching about women and all this shit. Again, When he's pointing out here that football players, because they play football, can get away with things that normal people, quote-unquote normal people, can't get away with. Well, yeah, I agree. As can police officers, politicians, so forth and so on. Again, as a statist, what's this idiot's name again? Steve Almond. Steve Almond, as a statist, is a person who believes that some people are better than others, right? That's why Steve Almond believes the government can tell people what to do. That's why he believes police officers can kill citizens, but citizens cannot kill police officers, right? As a statist, to be a statist, you have to have the belief system that some people have rights, privileges, whatever you want to call them, that other people don't. So when this system backfires on you, you can't be surprised. You, as a statist, have created the environment in which you have people who are exempted from rules. Rules is a bad word for it. As a statist, you have created a society in which certain people can exhibit behavior without consequences. And that's exactly, it's behavior without consequences. Again, anarcho-capitalist society, what happens when a man rapes a woman? He's going to die. In our society, when a man rapes a woman, what happens? Well, the police show up to protect him, the fucking school shows up to protect him, the fucking media shows up to protect him, because he's a football player. We're all going to protect him from the consequences of his actions. This is the system you've created. When it works against you, don't act surprised. He warned that Tallahassee is, quote, a big football town, and the victim needs to think long and hard. Long, yeah, she thought long and hard in the bathroom, all right, if her allegations are true. Or maybe the guy had a small penis. Maybe he's compensating. Again, if you're a football player and you're all studly, why do you have to rape women? I mean, dude, seriously. If you're a star football player, how much of a fucking loser do you have to be that you can't get women to willingly have sex with you? I mean, again, women today are all, oh my God, I love football. Oh, I just want to fuck John Elway. I mean, I'm serious about this. If you're a fucking star football player at a college, why would you need to rape a woman? I'm not saying this because I'm saying he didn't do it. I'm saying, why would you need to? You've got to be the biggest fucking loser on the planet if you're a star football player at a college and you can't get laid. So if he did in fact rape her, and I wasn't there, I don't know, okay, I'm not taking, it's, I know it sounds like I'm taking sides in this because that's my style. I'm really not. I wasn't there. I don't know if she got raped or not. Excuse me. I'm saying, how much of a loser would this guy have to fucking be? And I'm not saying he could be that much of a loser. Just fucking think about it. Now I was just thinking about assorted more jokes that I could make there. Yes, I am moving on. Long and hard before proceeding against him because she will be raked over the coals and her life will be made miserable. Unquote. Angelo closed the case without having interviewed Winston or secured his phone records or DNA. Only after the allegation became public, 9 months later, did prosecutors reopen the case. By this time, Winston was one of the best-known football players in the country. I still haven't heard of him, but whatever. Although his DNA matched the DNA found on the alleged victim's clothing, prosecutors did not press charges. Oh, you mean prosecutors from the government that was elected by the people? Oh, okay. FSU did nothing to discipline Winston, though a second woman sought counseling from the school's own victim advocate after a disturbing sexual encounter with him. Okay. Again, one accusation, yeah, so what? Two accusations, maybe you start looking at it. In the ensuing months, Winston won the Heisman Trophy and led the Seminoles to a national championship. He has been projected as the number one overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. Didn't that already happen? I don't know anything about football. I mean, a little bit, but not that much. But didn't the draft happen already? His accuser was publicly revealed, I have Jack Daniels stuck in my throat and I can't read at the same time. It's like double jeopardy. His accuser was publicly revealed, viciously slut-shamed in some cases, and withdrew from classes. Winston's lawyer accused her of targeting his client, though she had no idea he was a football player when she first went to the police. She received death threats on social media. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the twisted logic of rape culture. No, this is not the twisted logic of rape culture. You stupid fucker, Steve Almond. This is the twisted logic of statism. You, Mr. Almond, voted for this. This is what you want. You want the government to control justice. You want the government to control the schools. You want the government to control the police forces. You want the government to decide right from wrong. The government is doing those things. Just because the government made a decision you don't like that this football player can rape women if he wants to and nobody gives a fuck. No. This is what you wanted. This is what you voted for. This is called democracy. Please, Mr. Almond, shut the fuck up and stick a big dick in your mouth, okay? This is what you asked for. The true victim is always the famous baller. Oh, like football. Okay, I say baller. What the fuck is he talking about? And the young woman who goes to the police, bruised and distraught, who submits to a rape exam? She has no right to expect an honest investigation of her allegations. She deserves to be verbally abused, ostracized, and then discarded. And why? Well, why, Mr. Almond, is because the police are controlled by the government, and the government was elected by the stupidest people on the planet Earth, because only stupid people believe that their vote counts. And this is democracy. When you have a democracy, everything sinks to the level of the stupidest people in that society. The stupidest people in our society worship football players. And so you end up with a government which controls the police force, which worships the football players, and therefore allows the football players to get away with rape. This is what you voted for. This is democracy. This is what it's like to have a master. This is what it's like to have someone else choosing right and wrong for you. Please shut the fuck up. Because her claims threaten to expose the whole misogynistic underpinning of the fan-athlete dynamic, you know, the misogynistic underpinnings of the fan-athlete dynamic that millions of women willingly participate in and post pictures of themselves all over the internet wearing their football jerseys, you know, that misogynistic society of the fan-athlete dynamic, the sickening arrangement by which we give athletes the cultural power to sexually possess women with little fear of the consequences. Yes, you did give them that. You idolize them. You put them on a pedestal, the athletes. You idolize and pedestalize the fucking police. You idolize and pedestalize the government. You voted for it. You wanted it. You got it. When an athlete rapes a woman, look in the fucking mirror and take the goddamn blame for it. It's the athlete's fault. But it's because you allow it to happen. It's a modern form of tribute. To the victors go the spoils. Yes, yes they do. Thanks to police incompetence, or worse, we'll never know exactly what happened between Winston and his accuser. FSU has yet to discipline the quarterback and now joins a host of other colleges under federal investigation for allegedly mishandling sexual assault cases involving athletes. Well, now that the federal government's involved, now we know shit's really going to get done, because the federal government, they're really goddamn competent, and boy, they sure do care about women. We do know that school officials and students and an entire nation of fans appear more troubled by the prospects of not being able to watch Winston play ball than by the fact that he might be a rapist. That's how much we need our football. And I don't disagree with his point there. Yes, the majority, the majority of sports fans, the majority of football fans, I don't know if they're a majority of the population, but yeah, the majority of people who are these sports fans who own sport, who, you know, buy the jerseys and fucking buy seats, yeah, they're perfectly willing to let football players be rapists so that they can watch football. Just like Steve Almond is perfectly willing to allow Hussein Obama to murder people in foreign countries with flying robots so that he can have roads so that he can get a fucking cell phone delivered to him. Okay? Yes. This is the difference between anarcho-capitalist and statist. Statists are perfectly willing to allow other humans to be imprisoned, to be raped, to be murdered, to be taken advantage of, to be stolen from, so that they, the statist, can have what they want. Football fans want to watch football games. And yeah, they don't give a fuck how many women get raped as long as they get to see their football game. And these people vote. That's where the government comes from. These people who are willing to allow football players to rape women vote. That's democracy. That's called the lowest common denominator. That's how we get people like Hussein Obama and George Bush. That's where those people come from. 2 years ago, in Steubenville, Ohio, I don't know if it's Steubenville, who cares? A pair of high school football, who cares? It doesn't fucking matter. A pair of high school football players sexually assaulted a teenage girl incapacitated by alcohol giddily documenting the attack on film and shared photos on social media. Members of the community rallied around the rapist. They assailed the victim for casting the team and town in a negative light. She was pressured to remain silent and was made an outcast by her peers. Three adults, including the superintendent of schools run by the government, the public schools, three adults, including the superintendent of the schools, were arrested for obstructing the investigation. Yep, again, and these people, all these people in this town protecting the two football players who raped a woman, they all vote. Welcome to democracy. Yes. Oh my God, if only more people would vote, how wonderful it would be. Isn't it great that we live in a democracy where fucking people who protect rapists from the consequences of their actions get to make important decisions like who's going to be the president of the United States? Oh my God, it's so wonderful to live in a fucking democracy. Ow! I just want to jack off right now. I am so fucking excited. I'm so fucking excited to live in a democracy. This is great. Randy, look the other way. I'm going to grab my dick. I've got my dick in my hand right now. I am so fucking excited to live in a democracy where people like this get to vote. Oh, yes, I'm going to come. All right, not really. I wonder if there's anybody out there, this is the first time they've listened to the podcast. God, they must be terrified. This is what you wanted. This is democracy. Again, anarcho-capitalist society. This girl's father would have just shot the two kids, and we'd be over it. But oh no, I can't have that. Given the preponderance of evidence, the boys were convicted in a juvenile court. Poppy Harlow... A CNN correspondent described the scene by saying it was, quote, incredibly difficult, even for an outsider like me, to watch what happened as these two young men that had such promising futures, star football players, very good students, literally watched as they believed their lives fell apart, unquote. Oh, I sure am glad the liberal media from CNN was there to feel sorry for these rapists. Oh my God, they need so much sympathy. They had such bright futures. Oh, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. I'm crying. Their futures are so bright, and it's been torn away from them because somebody held them accountable for raping a woman. Oh my God, how dare you! How dare you hold these football players accountable for their actions? They wear tight pants and touch each other's butt while tossing a ball around. How dare they be held accountable for their actions? You people are fucking sick. They should be able to rape as many women as they want with no consequences. They wear tight pants. All right. If the convicts had been drifters or undocumented workers, we can assume they would have been perceived quite differently. But Harlow's little soliloquy reveals a darker possibility. The fact that the assailants were star football players might help explain their crimes. The people of Studenbeckville, fans, parents, coaches, made those boys feel chosen, as if their physical gifts entitled them to special rights, made them impervious to the codes of decency that govern the rest of us, as if their athletic fate mattered more than the dignity of the unconscious teenage girl they raped and humiliated. Yes, and again, let us look at the parallels. Let me read this sentence again and change a couple of words, and let us see where this attitude might originate from. The people of the United States, fans, parents, coaches, made those politicians feel chosen, as if the fact that they were elected entitled them to special rights, made them impervious to the codes of decency that govern the rest of us, as if their political office mattered more than the dignity of the unconscious teenage girl they raped and humiliated, and all the brown people in Afghanistan they murdered with flying robots. Yes. Football creates a culture in which people are given permission to do things other people aren't allowed to do by society. And you can see the same reflection every time you look at the government. Can you go out and kill people with flying robots? No. But the government sure as fuck can. Can you steal money from other people to pay for things you want to buy? No. But the government sure as hell can. Can you drive tanks into people's buildings and set their houses on fire and kill them? No, but the government sure as fuck can. Welcome to statism. You wanted it, you got it. Randy, you realize we're 40 minutes in, and I'm just warning you. It took us that long to get that far. I have made very little progress on the notes. You're going to need a bottle of Jack Daniels? I hear you. All right. Oh, my God. What am I doing here? Page 110. All the way to 112. All right. Here we go. And I haven't reviewed my notes. A lot of this is kind of cold. Not kind of cold. It's cold. It has to do with a more fundamental blind spot that prevails when it comes to sports and race in America. And while I could talk here about other sports, such as basketball, football is the prime example, not just because 2/3 of its players are African Americans, but because it fuels our most insidious and intractable stereotypes about such men, that they are inherently animalistic. Like most fans, myself included, Lewis prefers not to parse the perverse arrangement by watching young African Americans in tight pants engage in mock combat has become... Hold on, let me read that again because that made no sense. Lewis prefers not to parse the perverse arrangement by which watching young African Americans in tight pants engage in mock combat has become our most profitable form of entertainment. Nobody wants to look at this stuff. Nobody wants to ask the awkward questions. Right, exactly. Because, again, in our society, thank you, statism, people are conditioned not to ask awkward questions, such as, should that TSA agent be touching my little boy's nuts? And how is that making the airplane safer? Nobody wants to ask, is taxation actually theft? Nobody wants to ask, if I own my own body, why do I need permission from the government to get married? Nobody wants to ask, should the government of the United States have, depending on whose count you're listening to, over 600 or 700 military bases around the planet Earth that we're paying for with our stolen tax money? Nobody wants to ask, if Hussein Obama is killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, should the filthy cocksucker actually have a Nobel Peace Prize? Right. Nobody wants to ask difficult questions because statism. Because they have been conditioned to look at things and go, oh, I'm getting what I want to be entertained. I want to watch black guys in tight pants running around on a field chasing a ball. And I don't really give a fuck what else. It's just like, I want the new iPhone. Nobody's going, none of, this came up. Deal with it. This came up the other day. I'm talking to this friend of mine, and she's talking about somebody we both know, and girl A, I'll call her Alice, is talking about girl B, I'll call her Betty. And Alice says, yeah, Betty has stopped writing environmental pieces because she finally realized she wasn't going to change anybody's mind. And I was so overjoyed to hear this because, yeah, it's just like this podcast. I'm not doing this podcast. I'm going to change anybody's mind. I'm not that fucking stupid and naive. If I do change somebody's mind, if I do take someone out there who is a statist and turn them into an anarcho-capitalist, that's great. That's wonderful. But I have zero fucking expectations because I have fucking knowledge of other people and I know that other people are ruled, and I say other people, this includes myself. I'm a person just like anyone else. I have the same faults everyone else does. We as humans, love to think that we're rational, but we're not. We're mostly ruled by our emotions. And to put your emotions aside and actually behave rationally, to, for example, make the leap to anarcho-capitalism, takes a lot of self-awareness, which most people do not fucking have. They just don't. And it's not even necessarily an insult for me to say it. It's a fucking fact. It's like being a great artist. Not everybody has that skill. You can develop it with a lot of work. And having self-awareness is the same thing. Not everybody has it, and you can develop it with a lot of work, but most people, when confronted with doing a large amount of work to develop self-awareness, or watching a football game, are going to go watch a football game. I was going somewhere with this. Yes, thank you. God, see, that's why you're here. Well, then, because you're cute. Not you, I'm talking to Randy. All my listeners are going, well, yeah, I am pretty goddamn good looking. Thanks for noticing. All right. So Alice says, yeah, Betty's not doing the environmentalist writing anymore because she finally realized she wasn't going to change anybody's mind, and so she just gave up on it, and now she just writes bullshit fluff pieces and she makes good money doing it. And I'm like, yeah. Because people like to say they're an environmentalist or whatever, but again, it all stops when it comes down to what they want, right? Oh, I care about the environment, but I want an iPhone 6. The fact that the iPhone 6 is made with rare metals that are strip mined and extracted from the ore by using toxic chemicals, the fact that the iPhone 6 is manufactured by slave labor in China, the fact that the iPhone 6 comes across the ocean on a ship burning fossil fuels, the fact that the iPhone 6 is delivered to the store on a truck burning fossil fuels, the fact that the iPhone 6 is an overpriced piece of technology controlled and sold by a multi-billion dollar corporation, right? They ignore all of that because they don't see it. It doesn't exist. All they see is the iPhone 6 because they want the iPhone 6. And they don't understand the iPhone 6 has this history. And they don't understand everything that goes into the iPhone 6 because in addition to being stupid, they're also selfish. That's how you get, again, you can't have statism without stupid, selfish people. It's impossible. If you had a society where you killed all the stupid, selfish people, statism would end immediately. You show me a person who is a statist, I'll show you someone who's stupid and selfish and afraid. It goes back to my four-part series, why statism? Because fear, right? The fear is the root. It's the fear, they're selfish and they're stupid and they're afraid that they're not gonna get their iPhone 6, right? It's the same thing with football. People, they just want, they don't give a flying fuck about what's going on behind the scenes of football. They don't care about football players raping women. They don't care about the NFL being tax exempt. They don't care about all the colleges getting the money and whatever the fuck it is. The fact that, God, I saw this great picture. I think it was on the Book of Faces where it was these comparison pictures that showed pictures from the slave trade and then pictures from the NFL draft. I think I've got it saved. I'll put it in the show notes if I can find it. I mean, Randy, would you... Where'd they make a note of that, would you? I'm going to make a note, too. Between the two of us, we might remember. NFL slave photo. I mean, yeah, they don't give a flying... People who watch football don't give a flying fuck about this stuff. They just want to see football. They don't care what goes on. And these people vote. It's just like, I don't give a fuck how many people Obama kills with flying robots. I just want my free birth control. This is where statism comes from, people. And yeah, nobody's going to ask those awkward questions. Nobody's going to ask those questions because all they care about is themselves. I'm not going to ask any questions about what happens in the football profession, the football industry, the football industrial complex. I'm not going to ask those questions because I just want to watch football. Such as, What is the relationship between our nation's racial history and our lust for football? In other words, what he's trying to say is everybody is racist, which again, and this is, it's, yeah, football has a lot of legitimate problems, but stop trying to fucking paint everybody as racist. What does it mean? And remember, all these racist people vote. Again, democracy. Okay. What does it mean that football fever tends to run so hot in those schools where slavery was legal and Jim Crow died hardest? Wait, slavery was legal? You mean the government? The government that people elected? Slavery was legal? Oh, isn't democracy so fucking wonderful? And the Jim Crow laws were passed by Democrats, but oh, we don't remember that either, do we? Because nobody here took any fucking history lessons. What does it mean that millions of white fans cheer wildly for African American men in the context of a football game when, if they encountered those same men on a darkened street, they might very well reach nervously for their cell phone? Here's what I want to know. You're a white guy, you're walking down the street, you see a black man, you're afraid. Why would you reach for your cell phone? What are you going to do? Take a selfie with him? I mean, if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody and I'm afraid of that person, I'm either going to go to the other side of the street or I'm going to reach for my gun. I'm not going to reach for my fucking cell phone. My God, it's like you people are so fucking stupid and worthless and dumb. Oh yeah, and you vote. My God, it's wonderful. Democracy. Oh, I fucking love democracy. Randy, I have so much more to do. We should just do a second part so we can take a break. I'm just saying. Yes, there's that much more. There's an entire, another full episode. We're not even close. Is football a way of containing African-American rage? Is this why any African-American athlete who speaks better than I do, speaks too brashly or associates with friends from the old neighborhood has character issues? Does it relieve the racial guilt of white Americans to lavish so much money and adulation on a few African-American men? Maybe it does. I don't have any white guilt, so I couldn't tell you. But maybe it does. All right, we are going to... So remember when I said that this was going to be the final episode? I'm a lying motherfucker. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Then we are going to fucking wrap this up.